but the majority of people cooked, they had ranges.
Yeah.
And like, you are, coal was, firing was cheap. And you did all, you had the range on. It was never known like to leave the fire out. You know, winter or summer. And with the result, you baked in the oven. You know, cakes, everything.
Yeah.
And like, your house was always roasting hot. And you had the kettle always boiling. You had the big oblong pots, the iron pots. Nothing is cleaning them. Like.
No.
Because the dirt kept them. You had the big iron kettles hanging down. No, you didn't have that in an oven, like.
Yeah.
But I mean, in the other houses, they had the big open chimneys. And they had, the whole time, they had a kind of whitewash. It was lime, actually, at the side. And they whitewashed the chimney up, the cheeks, the bricks in the chimney. That was an everyday ritual, nearly.
To protect them?
To make the house look clean.
Oh, yeah.
Make the house look clean. And there was always the pot boiling. And, like, they used to boil the dinner. The soup, that they'd have. There'd be the bones, like, and they'd be boiling for days. The real, you know, real good. Some of the soup, you could sit on it.
Yeah.
And they'd put, like, pearl barley. They'd put everything into it. You know, you're the real soup now. And you could have that before you go to bed at night. Yeah. There was no such thing as cornflakes, like. Porridge then would take all day long, the whole morning to cook. You know, there was none of the quick seed speed things, yeah. Like, you know.
None of these, the stuff.
Yeah, and then they kind of, there was no hygiene, really.
No.
There wasn't. I mean, we'd no running hot, running water. Now, we had in our old home, we had an inside tap, which was a marvellous thing, in a sink, which was running cold water, like, you know, no one had hot taps that time. And I can see my father out in the yard, and he under the cold tap in his galluses, as they was calling, the braces down, and he washing himself under the tap. There'd be cold mornings now, like.
Yeah.
But we didn't know comfort. That's why I can't understand why now when they come in and say, oh, this house is a very cold house. And I don't find it cold at all. I'm quite happy in it.
Yeah.
You see, that's why they're murdering me over having the door open. Open to close, you know.
Yeah.
And I was never used to that comfort. But like, God, I suppose you're right. We're always getting colds and everything with their central heating and everything. You know. And Monday then you'd come home and they'd have the big bats up on top of the fire, and the steam would meet you at the door. Oh, you hated Monday. And they'd have the scrubbing board. Did you know what a scrubbing board was?
Sort of.
Yeah. And they'd be, but you see, the stuff was able to take it then. You know?
The clothes, like.
The clothes were able to take it then.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, they really had very hard, and their hands would be cut as to soda, black soap they used to use, and soda.
Yeah.
And just take the hands off, and their hands would be raw.
The women,
yeah. You know? And that'd be Monday, I used dread coming home. Because the steam would meet you at the door from the boiling thing, and they'd be out the line. Well, then they made sheets out of flour bags. You'd go into the shops inside in town, yeah. And you'd buy them. And the, you see, the big brand was on the flour bag. And to take them days boiling, bread, so did they all of their own. You all had your own cure for taking off the thing. But I mean, no bother to see like 56 pound of flour under your bottom inside in the bed. But they passed them on from generation to generation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was no like kind of, it was actually the rich people did those things rather than the poor people. You know, and they'd have blankets on top of the bed and coats.
Yeah.
And a raincoat. Oh, sure, gee, that was, I mean, a raincoat was better than anything.